I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Could Springfield handle more gambling? And the city's convention center gets a new name. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, we'll talk about those topics in a moment, but let's start with something that happened after the end of the legislative session on May 31st. Just a day later, we saw some downgrades from the credit rating agencies. So what does that mean for those that don't follow this that much, and was there anything surprising about them?
Well, everyone knew this was coming, but the surprise, Sean, was just how quickly it occurred. S&P and Moody's downgraded the state of Illinois' credit rating on a Thursday, just one day after the legislative session ended, without a budget, for what would be the third fiscal year. And the immediate effect of this is just higher borrowing costs for the state of Illinois.
Do we know right now what the state is paying when it comes to interest costs?
The state treasurer's office gave us an example of what it cost on a previous bond sale. Now, that's a form of borrowing for the state. These bonds are purchased and that revenue is used for state operations. In June of 2016, the state sold $550 million in bonds and had to pay a premium on that because of the state's financial condition of $70 million. Now, that was a year ago. Exactly what the cost will be this time would be up to the bond purchasers, but Illinois is now one level against above junk bond status, so you have to assume those interest costs are going to be even higher.
And I know there are people who are questioning, well, wait a minute, what's the state doing borrowing money? It doesn't have a budget. It can't pay the bills it's already got. Why would it be borrowing money? Can you kind of fill us in a little on that?
Well, this is just the way they go about, a lot of government agencies go about funding various operations or road projects. It's a routine thing that they do, sell the bonds and use the proceeds to pay for expenses. But bond buyers want a rate of return, and that rate of return is often based on the credit rating of the borrower. In this case, the state of Illinois, we have the lowest credit rating of any state in the nation. If it happens, we would be the first state to be rated at junk bond status.
Well, anybody that gets around Springfield knows that there is a lot of gambling that takes place in the town, the video gambling, which is in bars, restaurants, truck stops, a lot of different places. And the question, I guess, gets to being, are we saturated with when it comes to gambling, even though we're talking about a downtown casino? There's been that idea floated here recently. What have you found in your reporting?
Well, that's what we wanted to do. Go take a look at that in view of the discussion over a downtown casino. Now, that's a different form of gambling, certainly, if that were to happen. But we looked at some of the numbers on video gaming since it started in the fall of 2012. Springfield has pretty much led the state out of the gate for video gaming. And as of the end of April, there were nearly 580 terminals at 126 locations. But what we found in from the City Office of Budget and Management is that the revenue has leveled off at about $120,000 a month tax revenue to the city of Springfield, even though the number of terminals continues to go up. And that would suggest new terminals are simply moving money around rather than creating new revenue. So it may be now that it has finally reached that saturation point.
And finally this week, there's a new name for what was the Prairie Capital Convention Center.
Prairie Capital Convention Center was constructed in 1978, and as part of a recent agreement with Bank of Springfield, they sold the naming rights. It will now be known as Bank of Springfield Center. The signage is going up this week, and as part of that, the bank is paying $150,000 a year for 10 years for those naming rights. That's something we're hearing a lot about lately. Most recently, the Illinois State Fair Foundation now talking about naming rights. So it seems to become a popular way to pay for some of the ongoing expenses for these organizations.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.